North Korea attacks rabid dog Joe Biden. Must be beaten to death as quickly as possible. By Simon Kent on November 15, 2019. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden must be beaten to death with a stick as quickly as possible in a move that can only be beneficial for the U.S., North Korea pronounced Friday morning. Pyongyang is renowned for its colorful verbiage. But the deluge from official sources was unusually ferocious even by its own standards. Biden had the temerity to dare slander the dignity of the supreme leadership of the DPRK, the North's official KCNA news agency said, referring to the country by its official name. Rabid dogs like Biden can hurt lots of people if they are allowed to run about, it went on. They must be beaten to death with a stick. Doing so will be beneficial for the U.S. also, it added. The cause of the outburst is not immediately apparent. However, Biden's campaign released an ad this week condemning Trump's foreign policy, saying dictators and tyrants are praised, our allies pushed aside. The voiceover says the word tyrants at the exact moment a picture appears of U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un shaking hands at their Singapore summit last year. Despite just what drove the attack, North Korea was unsparing in its criticism of a man who seeks the highest office in the land. It called Biden a profiteer, who ran for the two failed presidential elections, who is now going zealous in another presidential election campaign, wandering about like a starving wild dog. He must be a dotard maniac greedy for power. The rhetorical barbs did not end there. They continued name-calling, adding no wonder. Even the Americans call him 1% Biden with low IQ, mad Biden, and Biden who does not wake from sleep. The final riposte from a clearly angered North Korea went like this. Biden, listen carefully. Anyone who dares slander the dignity of the supreme leadership of the DPRK can never escape the DPRK's merciless punishment, whoever and wherever. And he will be made to see even in a grave what horrible consequences will be entailed by his thoughtless utterances. Such rabid dogs as Biden can hurt lots of people if they are allowed to run about. They must be beaten to death with a stick, before it is too late. Doing so will be beneficial to the U.S., too. It is not the first time the North has condemned Biden. In May it called him an imbecile and a fool of low IQ days after he called Kim a dictator and tyrant, as Breitbart News reported. The rhetoric underscores its impatience with any criticism of Kim, said Chung Sung Chang, a senior researcher at the private Sejong Institute. There is no record of Biden's response to the unprecedented attack as of Friday morning.